time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A couple of months ago, I commented on the laws, regulations, and public policies most of us ignore because these policies don't pass the common sense test, or breaking the law or policy is accepted practice. We wouldn't think about driving down the road at 100 miles an hour, but 70 in a posted 65 zone is okay. As I stated, I like to listen to the politicians who tell us we need a law or regulation to protect us from some evil or impending doom when people have been using common sense to solve problems for centuries, to regulate and provide for logical social order. That's common practice. In addition to trying to legislate behavior may not be the results of a legislative law's author's intent. Reasonable accommodations are bypassed by a legal action that cannot be enforced. It's like using a sledgehammer to thumbtack a piece of paper to a bulletin board. Another example of common practice with potentially dangerous consequences is the use of bicycle lanes in Eureka City streets to make another traffic lane rather than wait for the regular traffic lane. The bottom line is that each of us makes decisions to bend or break policies and laws every day. We recognize the risk and make decisions to take a chance. Sometimes we get caught, most of the time we don't. There are times when the bills passed by legislative bodies go beyond the limits of reasonable social acceptable behavior and well beyond common sense. The transgender bathroom bill has turned into one of those legislative actions that push everyday people over the line. Just because politicians in Sacramento passed a law, it doesn't mean that people would readily accept it. Most people don't want girls' and boys' bathrooms. Moreover, the foolishness of opening up laboratories to both sexes is potentially one of the most dangerous precedents ever enacted by the Sacramento clown circus. In spite of recent bureaucratic maneuverings, it looks like the people of California are going to have a chance to voice their opinion on this transgender bathroom matter in the ballot box. The accommodation for a small segment of the population at the expense of the overwhelming majority of the people reinforces why nanny state political correctness just doesn't constitute legitimate authority. I've followed this issue since it was first passed by the politicians in Sacramento. Much to my amazement, people from throughout the state also thought the law went too far. In churches and town meetings and public gatherings in every county in California, volunteers from San Diego to Crescent City and from the Pacific Ocean to the Nevada state line have collected enough signatures to place this item on the November ballot. It was not an easy process because in order to qualify for the ballot, valid signatures needed to be collected from every county at a high enough percentage rate to authorize the referendum. The numbers and success of this grassroots signature drive are overwhelming. On February 18, 2014, we will all know about the November ballot measure and more than likely be able to vote to end this lunacy of a stupid law. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.